Sean going tomorrow, this first time out, what are you kind of expecting from him?
Well, hopefully we caught up with the 35-pitch simulated game, so I think basically the same, upwards of around 50.
You mentioned yesterday that Nunez was doing some light jogging. He says he's feeling a lot better. Are you hopeful to get him into games before you guys leave here?
Boy, I'd like to think so. Off from jogging today, still hasn't hit yet, so I mean, we got, 3 weeks or so left? We'll see. I would hope so, maybe in a DH-type role if we could, but we'll see.
Mateo did some drills yesterday. How did that?
Yeah, all good. Final hurdle for him today is he's going to run some bases and slide, and if all goes well, then we'll get him in a game tomorrow.
Anticipation has there been around here, not just for you, but just the whole organization?
I think more relief for the trainer because I'm on him like every day about getting him in the game. So I think more than anything, he will be relieved. But whenever you make a trade like that, you have three high profile guys, one of which we're seeing right now, and he was a little bit delayed too. There's some anticipation, and then the skill set on top of that, a lot to be excited about.
Group of pretty impressive minor league relievers here, with Finnegan and Trevino,
right?
Guys like that. But what have your thoughts been, especially the fact that they're all homegrown and they've all kind of come up in the same levels at the same time?
Yeah, and those are the guys that kind of get left out when we're talking about the core group that's been in our system. They're talented guys. Right now, getting a little bit squeezed because of the starters piggybacking, but that'll alleviate itself here pretty soon to where some innings will open up for them. And maybe even, have guys like Trinan and Hatcher, pitch maybe over at minor league camp so we can get a better look at these guys.
I will say his name wrong with the guy who claimed on waivers, Jairo Laborde. Is that how you say it?
It is now.
Tell us much about him.
I know he throws hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Throws hard.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know when he's going
to
be?
I think he's flying in at some point in time today, and then he has to get a physical, and then we'll see where we slot him in.
On the flip side of that, Bob, because of that, you had to say goodbye to Brandon.
Yeah.
Was that tough?
It was. Yeah. There's certain guys that you're closer to over the course of certainly my career managing. He is one of those guys. And, we had a big impact in this organization, 12, 13, 14. Guys loved him here, but, coming in, it looked like it was going to be a bit of a squeeze for him. So it's, I think sooner than later is better for him to potentially be, catch on somewhere else. I know there's some guys out there. But Brandon come pretty cheap, based on the fact that we'd probably be paying his salary. So I hope he does hook on somewhere. I still think he's got some game left.
Skip Liam put a bunch of anti-cyberbullying shirts on everybody's chair last week. What does that kind of mean to you, seeing that kind of effort coming from Liam?
Yeah, he's been doing stuff like that, whether it was last year I think it was the Dominican, wasn't it? Where poverty in the Dominican and so forth. So we have a lot of guys that are prevalent along those lines. And a lot of times you just read about the negative stories or a lot of positive stories like that. So that's part of what he does. We applaud him for it. And the more guys that do stuff like that, the more awareness that you create. So proud of him that he's doing that.
Thoughts on Barreto? He's continuing to hit the way he has.
Yeah, he's been swinging good. I mean, he's coming to camp eager to play and produce. And, this is, again, number one prospect in our organization for a reason, and it's just about finding a spot for him. So when he plays like this, it's difficult. We have some guys in his way, but it doesn't mean he's not going to have a bright career. Just maybe, we'll see what happens as we go along in spring. But he's playing really well.
Good.